This week's episode of Battle Axe Cage Match will not be seen and will return next week. Stay tuned as WSWN brings you the following live presentation of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The Shining Wizards Podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Hey, Shining Wizards, I hear you got a podcast. No shit. I either knew it was a podcast or a circle jerk for virgins. In this case, I have a feeling I'm right about both. So your podcast is about wrestling. Nothing says manly like a bunch of dudes that blow off their wives to talk about sweaty dudes. Do a steel cage match that won't end until you knock the gay out of each other. Be a man.
Sorry for those tuning in for Battle Axe Cage Match tonight, but they got cut in International Women's Day. But welcome to episode 784 of the Shining Wizards Podcast. Tonight, we're a three-man crew. HK is recovering. Hope they find a cure for AIDS soon, bud. Praying for you. Big week last week as we got new champs everywhere. We got Revolution to preview, and Triple H said hit the road, dog, to Brian James. So, we got homework, blind rankings, and so much more. So, let's get into it with some wrestling talk.
Dr. HIV.
And talk about wrestling.
Brando.
Double T. Tony. Holy shit. Oh, boy. Gentlemen, it is great to be back, but I think I say this every time when I miss a show. I think this show is better without me.
What? What do you mean? Come on now.
I don't know, Tony. You running point was fantastic. Although I did have some qualms with you, and we discussed this. I feel like you didn't go deeper into why Handsome Kevin's wife owns a giant dildo.
Well, she swore up and down it was the swore dildo. But that,
well, yes, after I texted her the next day.
I mean, I asked, but I was summarily ignored. So, I mean, I don't know where else I was going to go with it.
I guess you got to be a little more aggressive.
Well, I mean, in fairness, we did somewhat end on time last week. So there's that.
This fucking guy. Also, I did feel bad for texting a friend's wife and asking her why she owned such a big dildo.
No, you didn't. No, you did not.
And she said, that's just my husband.
I said, since I missed the show last night, nobody asked, why do you own a giant dildo? Feel free to tell me to mind my business. She said it was the swore dildo. And then I told Tony, and Tony said she's a liar. So I says, Tony says you're a liar.
And she just wrote back, LOL.
No, she just wrote back, double penetration.
Maybe that's why HK's not feeling well. Maybe he doesn't wash his toys.
yeah, you know, he gets beat with a dirty dildo. Who knows what they do out there in those cold Minnesota winters?
Now, I wonder, even with him not being here tonight, if Molly's going to hit him with something else in spirit. Like, if she's just going to attack him randomly at like 7:35 or something like that.
He's not feeling good, though. He's got like fucking influenza and fucking double pneumonia or some weird shit.
Yeah, I can't imagine his diet is healthy, just eating fucking veggies and cheese all the time from fucking Rancho Loco.
She's a good lady. She's not gonna attack him when he's under the weather.
What, dude? You think he's all right? He always touts that he has long balls. Like, I don't know if that's necessarily like a point that I would want to brag to anyone. But like, you know, when you get sick, your balls like get longer. You get sick balls, right?
I just learned about this last winter from you, Tony.
Oh, for real? You didn't know about sick balls until we talked about it?
Yes, because I think you were the one who was like, "Did you have sick balls?" And I'm like, "What the fuck is that?"
So I wonder if he's got like,
but I'm writing down sick balls.
Like, I wonder if he's got really long sick ball nuts now because he's not feeling well. He was running a fever, so could very well have them long sick nuts.
Pull it out.
Hey, it's good to have you back, Double T. It's going to be sound bites all night, huh?
Watch what you say to me.
No, it's not going to be sound bites all night. Oh, what about your sound bites last week?
I didn't play any on the show.
Oh,
I just,
no, we got the gong for my Asian wife.
Oh, well, that one was in the thing, and I showed Brundo how to do that, and he was the one playing along, so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we did the I did the Discord watch-along on Friday night, and the minute you figured out how to play sounds, you also unleashed your soundboard.
Well, no, I was just uploading things into Discord because apparently you can do that, so I took advantage of it.
Three thumbs up here, I think.
Fuck yes. Actually, pull his drawers down and tell us how long his sick nuts are,
and then hit him.
Hey, do you think?
And then hit him really hard in them.
Do you think that Be a Man guy would be a guest on our podcast?
You know, I was thinking about it too, especially when he started talking about taking a shit while your wife's taking a shower. He's a man, right? He's got to be listening, right?
I don't know. How, like, is it a like the video? Is it recent or was it like?
Oh, it's a brand new one.
It was today, yeah.
Yeah, it's brand new.
I don't know. Who knows? Who knows who listens to this show?
Remember the time years ago I said the cologne should fucking try to trick people by selling them timeshares, and the fucking next week on Raw they were selling timeshares to the fucking New Day?
I do remember that. Well, I do know, like, there's certain, like, I know that when we interviewed Sonny Kiss and then wrestling outlets took, like, the interview and then they, like, used headlines to try and get clicks, like, people from AEW ended up listening because the headlines they used were very misinforming of what was actually talked about in the interview.
Oh yeah, that's good shit. That's what they do.
Let's not forget when you guys interviewed Bad Dude Tito Ortiz too. You got the headlines off that.
And way back in the day, this could be saved for the Patreon.
Oh yeah,
we talked to Buff Bagwell. And we put it in a press release, and then he called us liars, and then he did, like, another podcast, and they called him out on it. And he was like, no, I never said that. And they had the fucking audio, and they played it for him. And they're like, this is you, though. You said you were there.
And we were still really young in the game, and that episode blew up. I think we had, like, hundreds of thousands of listens to it. Eric Bischoff even commented on it. Somebody asked him about it, and he was just like, I haven't seen Buff Bagwell in years. I never interviewed Buff Bagwell. Buff Bagwell is not coming to TNA, despite what he says. Yeah, he was like, 2 weeks, I'm going to be on TNA. And we're like, what?
Yes. Now him and Conan can go shoe shopping together.
Well, is one left-legged and the other one right-legged? Because, you know.
It's my story. I'm assuming they are.
Fuck them.
Right? The Conan stuff is weird. It's not weird, but if you know you have diabetes and you're not taking care of it, like, yeah, they're going to cut your fucking leg off, dude.
Well, he how's diabetes?
I believe that is why his leg was was amputated because he ignored diabetes, unless a new report came out before. I've been running around all day today, so I've not checked the internet websites. So if I am giving false information, I apologize. I do know he had his leg amputated.
Yeah. He did have like kidney issues, he was on dialysis, all sorts of fun stuff. So it's very possible.
Maybe I read dialysis and I just made it diabetes in my head.
Yeah, they both begin with the letter D. I could.
That's how Kamala lost his foot, right?
I thought his was diabetes.
Yes.
Well, he eventually lost both legs, didn't he?
He did.
Rest in power, Buff. Kamala. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, at least Buff and Conan double him right now.
It'd still need a third for a three-legged race.
What's Zach Gowen up to?
Shit.
So how you guys doing? How's everything going?
Fantastic. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Living the dream, buddy.
Living the dream.
Matt, I got to ask you, when you previously lived in, I don't want to say the name and put shit out there, but in a previous spot in New Jersey, did you ever go to the Fuddruckers there? Nay. That's a no.
Yeah, I went there, Parsippany.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I went there this weekend. Fucking amazing.
Shit, I haven't had Fuddruckers in years.
Yeah, it's been like 10... almost 15 years since I had one.
I think the last Fuddruckers I went to was in Amish country, like Lancaster. It was the most fucking disgusting, decrepit fucking Fuddruckers you could ever imagine. Oof, flies everywhere. Like, you know, when you're like walking through the woods or like a field and you see like that cluster of flies just kind of flying around everywhere. There were three of them in the restaurant. It was disgusting. The floor was sticky. The tables were sticky. It was gross as hell. And sure enough, 3 months later, the place was shut down. It was condemned by the fucking health department.
Mm. No, no,
disgusting.
No.
Is that a real dog or are you hitting buttons?
No, that's my dog. Oh.
I purposely closed my windows before the podcast started because the dog was going nuts this afternoon when I was recording with HJC.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be appearing on the Apron Bump this week, aren't you?
Yeah, we did a little Degeneration X in your house. And, I said it on his show. I've watched a lot of wrestling, but I've also forgot about a lot of wrestling. Right? Yeah. Like, this is what I would do. We'd order the pay-per-views. We would record them on a VHS, and then it would just go in a fucking box of VHSs. Like, I never went back and watched them. Did you guys, when you recorded shit off of pay-per-view? Yeah.
It depends. Like, really old shit I would go back and watch. Like, stuff from the 80s I would. But anything from the 90s? Not really.
I recorded the original Buried Alive match. I must have watched that, like, half, at least a dozen, maybe two dozen times.
Okay, like, those are like I'm not going back and watching fucking Butterbean and Mark Marrow.
Wait, that was a thing?
That was a match?
That was a match on In Your House Degeneration X. They had a tough man fight.
Holy shit.
Was it worked or did... Yeah, like, Jesus. I didn't know
it was. It was worked because there was one where, like, there was a spot where, like, Mark Marrow is, like, backpedaling and he, like, goes under the ropes and Butterbean, like, punches him and he clearly misses him and Mark Marrow sells it and fucking falls out of the ring. It was so bad. The fucking Mark Marrow eye rakes Butterbean, but he's got fucking boxing gloves on.
Well, the laces, bro. You know, you get the laces.
He didn't use the laces. He used the big mittens.
The laces were out?
Yes, Finkel. Out.
And I watched the Los Barriquas versus DOA match, and I'm good for another 29 years.
Hey, with our buddy Kona Crush. Or no, is he gone by then?
He's gone.
That's right. Yeah, he's in WCW by then.
Yeah, he got eliminated by Kane a couple weeks earlier.
Oh, okay.
And he showed up with old Bryan Adams.
Yeah, he shows up right around the time Bret Hart does.
Yes, because he had a problem with the screw job. So that's how they wrote him off TV and they got rid of him.
Somebody's having his own show in the chat.
I mean, if he's here in the chat, then maybe in the chat he should get hit in the nuts.
Ooh, yeah.
I need Molly needs to film it. Like, I would love to see footage of her like sneaking in, going like, shh, like to the camera, and then just runs in, like, get better, you cocksucker, uppercut.
Be all fucking shaky like the Blair Witch.
And then just hear, oh no, stop, come on.
That was so, my
Kevin impression.
That was a great impression. You got to do more Asian, apparently. That's what I do when I impersonate him.
Wait, Asian, you say? Oh, shit.
So I did, we did a thing on Friday night where I went into the cavalcade of wrestling footage I have, and we had a little get together in our Discord.
We sure did.
But during this this watch along, Tony was also well. There's a couple things we need to unpack here. First, Tony didn't know on March 6th that SmackDown was 3 hours long. He missed that memo at the beginning of the year because we got a text at like 9 o'clock. He's like, "What the fuck? SmackDown is 3 hours long?" And then while we were watching some wrestling. He was also watching SmackDown, and to a lot of people's disappointment, Cody Rhodes is once again the champion. What WWE? I don't even know.
Yep, he's the undisputed WWE champion. Yeah.
So he beat Drew McIntyre on SmackDown, and looks like it's going to be Cody and Randy now at WrestleMania, and it looks like they're trending in the direction of Drew and Fatu.
Yeah, disappointed. Disappointed. Yep. Honestly, I could say I was looking forward to seeing Drew and Randy. Like, to me, that was the match to have. I just feel like now they just shoehorned Cody into it, you know? It kind of felt like when The Rock was wrestling CM Punk at Royal Rumble to win the title just so he can go fucking lose it to Roman Reigns, to John Cena at WrestleMania.
He did that a few times. He did that with Angle once.
I don't know, like using these last couple of weeks just to get to the result they want. Like, I'm not a fan, bro. Not liking it at all.
Yeah, it feels a little forced. And then, like, Randy Orton pinned him at the Elimination Chamber. So how does Cody get the first title shot after the Chamber?
Well, this is what Sami Zayn was bitching about. Sami Zayn just like, no matter what you do, you continue to get rewarded with stuff, you know?
Yeah, Ornery Sammy is fun. I like him.
He's a lot of fun. He's like losing his shit, but he's trying to remain calm. He's trying to stay like that, you know, middle of the road guy. Like, I'm looking at everything, you know, like glass half full. But something's going to burst, whether or not it's Cody or whether or not it's Sami Zayn. I mean, like, at least that's interesting. But I think Faildozer with fucking not keeping this thing Randy and Drew. I don't know, man. Randy, Cody, yeah. I'm just not feeling it.
No, I'm with you on that one. I was actually looking forward for Randy and Drew. Maybe give Randy like one last little run before. I mean, he hasn't mentioned it, but I assume he'll probably be the next one to hang it up at some point. So
I do nice find it funny, Brenda, that you are you're not a fan because in your own words,
it's still a story. I don't have to be a fan of a story. It's still a story.
I just don't think it's a very good story.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of them.
I'm with you. And I see you there, True Prince of Pro. I don't want a four-way.
Yeah, brother, I'm agreeing with Double T on that one. I do not want a four-way. I'm kind of tired of the four-ways, you know.
That's what it's going to end up as then.
And they're going to be stupid if they do run a four-way because I guarantee you they're not going to run it elimination style. They're just going to fucking first pin wins. The champion doesn't have the champion's advantage. Wah. Fuck off. Stupidity, man. Stupidity. I was all in with Drew and Randy. All in with that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have even cared if Drew won. Drew's been amazing. Drew gets fucked every chance. Every single time he gets fucked.
Do you think Drew is like Teflon? Like, the losses don't hurt him?
They don't.
No. Yeah, they absolutely don't.
Because I think he's supposed to go film The Highlander after Mania?
Ooh, is he going to bring his sword back?
Maybe. But even, like, even, I don't know. Like, it would have been nice to see him walk into Mania as the champion. Like, it would be cool to see Fatu there, because I think that main event scene needs some fresh blood. But, like, I don't know. Orton Drew was different, and it would have probably been a fucking masterpiece. And I'm sure Cody and Randy will be good. I'm just like, I don't know.
Go back Cody for now, man.
Goes back to my argument after Roman won the Royal Rumble. Like, Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes have main evented like the last 14 WrestleManias.
Dude, I don't care about that. If it's a good match that I'm interested in seeing, like, I don't care if Cody's in fucking 30 main events at WrestleMania. But this, like, Cody's becoming what Roman Reigns was 10 years ago. Like, it seems like they're just kind of pushing Cody to push Cody. And I think Cody just should have just backed off at this point.
Yeah. On the flip side, Roman's main evented how many WrestleManias? That is the match on WrestleMania, him and Punk, that I am looking forward to like fucking crazy.
And here's something I got to ask you guys. They've been crushing it on the microphone. But this last interview they had last week where Punk was like, I'm going to bury you next to your father. Like, what was that supposed to mean? And, like, why would Punk say something like that? Right? Like, I can't figure out why he would say it. And I'm like, what was this supposed? What was he going for with this?
Well, is his father's dead, right?
I understand, but he's going to fucking murder him and bury him next to his father. Like, that it just doesn't make sense.
I mean, I don't know. You know how the wrestling internet is. Like, they take it the wrong way. So maybe that was just... He was just dead. I mean, Phil is a fucking troublemaker, right? AEW was a fucking nightmare when Phil was there, and all of the leaks happened when Phil was there. And now Phil is gone, and there's like maybe he's just fishing to make trouble. I don't know.
Or
he's gonna fucking beat Roman Reigns, put him in the ground. I don't know.
I'm gonna bury you next to your like. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
Trying to get personal, Tony.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm going to kill you and bury you. And by the way, your dad's dead. I'll put you in a plot next to him. Like, what the fuck? Have you been to the fucking cemetery? Have you talked to the fucking people in charge? Did you buy a plot? Like, I don't get it.
You just pop him on top of somebody else next to him.
Or just fucking cremate him and then you can sprinkle his ashes everywhere.
There you go.
That's all.
Put a little bit of some in the warehouse, then it could be on that treasure hunt show that WWE does in a couple years.
Speaking of treasure hunts, I know the debut is fucking god-awful terrible, but so far, the use of Danhausen on both Raw and SmackDown, I'm digging it. The debut I could have done without, but it's been a lot of fun. He fucking cursed Dominic. He's threatening to curse The Miz.
Okay, yeah, I didn't see what he did on SmackDown, but I heard it was that Miz was involved.
Yeah, so who's the guy over there? Nick Aldis? Nick Aldis, introduced him to The Miz. He's like, hey, you're looking for a protege. I got a guy for you. And he's like, oh, The Miz, rah, 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 he trained me to be world champion, this and that. And he's like, no. He's like, I'm not. He's like, you should be. Otherwise, you will be cursed. You saw what happened to Dominic.
Apparently, his t-shirt's like the number one.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I saw before we jumped on, they had him at the merch booth at Raw selling his shit.
See, this is where Danhausen needs to be. That fucking debut where they're dancing and it felt like a fucking 60s, like fucking Batman dance number.
Yeah, but that Raw where he gives fucking Triple H the list, not Triple H, Adam Pearce the list. And he,
yes,
fucking the blimp, the picture with Triple H. Pierce is like, why is this wet? He's like, I dropped it in the toilet.
That's somebody how you sell merchandise. Go ahead, bro.
Somebody said they should put him on NXT too. Have him be the new GM of NXT. I would tune in every week if they did that.
Nah, they can't give him a specific job. Just let Danhausen be Danhausen.
No.
Just let him be Danhausen. If he shows up and somebody calls out Joe Hendry and he's just like, oh, Joe Hendry, like or some shit like that, like I'm down for that shit. I'm down for the goofy shit.
Now, how long can this last?
Oh, this could run forever.
Could it though? Because we thought that with Joe Hendry, and they fucking
no. Joe Hendry's a fucking one gimmick with the turn in the head and everything. This thing's got legs. He could write jokes every fucking week. This has got R-Truth written all over it. It's got Santino Marella written all over it. Like, this has got a fucking run, dude. This has legs.
Did I see R-Truth with no hair?
Yeah, he shaved his head. You don't remember? Bro, he was on Facebook Live over the weekend fucking just singing songs and shit. It was the weirdest thing ever. It's like R-Truth is now live. I'm like, what? Randomly on Facebook.
Yeah, I am so out of touch with like what happens in the world of WWE if I don't see like a clip online. Like, I'm not watching a 3-hour SmackDown. I'll tell you that right now.
No, but they do so much shit online. Adam Pearce is constantly putting out videos where he's talking about like his rulings and things like that. Like when Becky Lynch was complaining about what the hell's her name? The female referee. And she's like, oh, I took it under advisement. I made a decision. And it's like, hell no. And that was it. Like, just dumb shit like that. Not that it's necessary, but to keep moving the story along, like on social media, I think it's kind of cool.
And I mean, that's how a lot of wrestling fans consume wrestling now. Like, they can watch, you know, they can watch that Danhausen clip. They can watch the Adam Pearce thing. They can tune in on like, if you miss Raw and SmackDown, you can easily catch up through social media, which I guess is good and bad, because the social media stuff is getting a little weird. So Rhea and Jade Cargill are here's the thing, right? You could put Rhea and Jade, Chelsea was involved, Piper Niven's involved, they fired fucking Road Dogg, or he left or whatever, right? But it's like, in the back of my mind, and I still have not watched Unreal, but I think there's things they're doing. Like, what, the two women at the Elimination Chamber have nip slips?
Yes. Raquel and Kiana.
Kalana, yeah.
Yeah.
Kiana, not Kalana.
Kiana James.
Yes.
Yes.
In the back of my mind, I think, like, they do this stuff, so they have a plot for Unreal, an episode of Unreal.
Nah, I don't think so.
You don't think? Look, as somebody who very much enjoyed watching Total Divas, I can see that, though. I can see them doing stuff.
Yeah, so you think they said LA Knight, fucking slip and almost break your goddamn neck.
This is the perfect time. Somebody who enjoys watching Total Divas, woof.
I love Total Divas. I thought that was a great show. The Bella show, not so much. Total Divas, though, I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jade and fucking Rhea Ripley are like going at it on socials.
Yeah, but they had it out. What show are they on? They're on SmackDown?
Yes.
Jade, yeah,
they had it out on SmackDown, too. They were face-to-face talking shit to each other. Like, you're a body, I'm a fighter, and this and that. And I was like, yeah, all right, cool. I don't know.
Yeah. They got to do something for that one. They got a month to build it. So,
has Stephanie Vaccour been on TV?
I don't know if she's really wrestled.
I know she did that segment with Liv a couple weeks ago, where Liv like picked her. The only reason I ask is because I was watching the homework and a fucking tax commercial came on with fucking Penta, Stephanie Vaccour, and fucking LA Knight. And I was like, oh, man, I'm like, she's still the fucking champion. I can't remember the last time I saw a clip of her on TV.
I feel like she shows up in the backstage, but she really hasn't. Like, the last time she wrestled was the street fight with Raquel, I believe. Unless she did a tag match since then.
Pancake Tits Rodriguez.
I wonder if she's hurt. Is she hurt?
She was hurt before that.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Tony, you mentioned Danhausen, and we do have a new Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, we do. Zero! Miedo! I called a Penta match during my illustrious career as a commentator, by the way.
You love bringing that up.
He wrestled at La Boom in Queens.
La Boom!
La Boom.
I think that's great. Does that mean Dom loses this Saturday at the AAA show? Because he's cursed.
Who's he wrestling?
He's wrestling Vikingo, and I think it's the same thing. It's similar but different to the AEW match, where if Vikingo loses, he can't challenge Dom again for the title.
Oh, Dom's going to lose. Come on, he's going
to
lose.
And if Dom loses, he has to leave AAA?
He should leave AAA anyway.
Right? Isn't there a stip if Dom loses?
Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah. While you're looking for that, Brenda, we got the news that Bro Doggy Dog, he decided he did not want to be a part of the WWE anymore.
I guess he got tired of people calling him out for his stupid booking ideas on social media, maybe. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, he just apparently the reports were he's just not happy. So his
Have you seen him? He's like 300 pounds. You can't tell me he's not happy. Cheeseburger eating champion of the world.
There's nothing wrong with cheeseburgers.
Nothing wrong with them if you eat them in moderation.
Here's another, and I'm going to go back to Unreal, and I apologize, but I have to ask now. Right? You're a writer. You work for the WWE. They show the footage in season 2 of Road Dogg, like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to book. And like, and people just tear him apart. Do you think people are now aware of the cameras and are afraid to give ideas because they don't want their dumb ideas put on Netflix in like 6 months? Do you think that's like a factor now?
Something I really hadn't considered, honestly. Maybe. Does Bruce Pritchard, like a guy like Bruce Pritchard probably doesn't give a shit, but any of these other writers, like I don't know who half of them are.
I don't either.
Maybe they're a little timid.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, too, like there's a lot of guys that are personalities that are on the committee, right? Like Bruce Pritchard, Triple H himself, you know, like Road Dogg was a personality. Like guys like that, maybe they don't give a shit. But like some of the other guys, like some of the other people that are in there, like I don't know and not familiar with, maybe they are. I don't know.
If you're like, oh, this is Triple H's boy and they threw him under the fucking bus on Unreal with. Because he didn't know who fucking Chelsea Green beat, and then he got his balls busted. I'm not putting any ideas out here while the cameras are here.
You know, I know you don't like the British kid, but I've been listening to Stevie Richards' show. I actually subscribed to it because a couple of videos I've seen of the show on YouTube I really enjoyed. And he thinks Michael Hayes should be next. Yeah, he's like the guy's wearing a fucking neon and a cowboy hat in the fucking writers' meetings. Put on a fucking suit. Put on a tie. Look professional. What's wrong with you? He's like, he should be next to go.
It's Michael Hayes, though. You're not supposed to see what these people look like in the writers' room, right?
I mean, we do now.
Very true.
It's also weird that, like, they go inside the writers' room and there's, like, fucking 15 people sitting around a table and not one of them has a fucking good idea.
Well, I mean, but this is what they show on TV too. You know what I'm saying? Like this is what they
know. But like, look, you got you, Tony. I'm gonna pick on you and Handsome Kevin for a second here. Okay,
here we go.
No, don't. Here we go.
Yeah.
I wish Brundo was a man on his own last week, and I don't think he wanted to fight this fight by himself. Don't make those faces. If AEW did a masked guy thing. And they unmasked him, and it was some fucking pro wrestler from, like, I don't know, QT Marshall School. You guys would have had a fucking field day. You would have been like, what the fuck is this stupid shit?
I'm going to stop you. You do realize that the stuff recently with Seth Rollins, it was designed that way. It was to get you thinking. It was to get Paul Heyman alone. Like, there were specific reasons by just putting rumdums under the masks. It wasn't like they just sent out 10 people in masks and they were all nobodies. It was a payoff. Paul Heyman standing in that ring, shaking in his fucking boots. Yeah, because the next asshole that showed up, not the guy in front of him who was another dummy, Seth Rollins came in from behind. That was the means to an end, bro.
I don't know. I think you guys would have had a fucking field
that. They fucking sent Paul Heyman to the hospital, and LA Knight was the driver.
I wasn't talking about Monday night. I was talking
I'll make sure he gets the attention he needs. Shoes of a champion. Still one of my favorite fucking promos ever. I'm working. Yeah, so am I.
Dummy.
AEW sucks in general anyways.
No, you're fucking out of your mind.
Out of your balls on that one.
This build to Revolution has been awesome.
Wait, who's building Revolution? Who are we building? Is it another Moxley match?
There is another Moxley
match. Wait. Don't even tell me. I'll fucking Google it. You guys finish up.
Don't even tell you.
I can tell you. Yeah. I know that card like the back of my hand at this point.
What's the show coming up?
AEW Revolution. This Sunday night.
Oh, no. Don't even tell me. I want to read it for myself and be surprised. What do they have? 3 fucking matches? Oh, my God. They have 10 matches booked already?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Come on.
Wait, what is this? Ricochet versus All 21-man blackjack battle royal for the national. So they're not even giving you a title shot anymore. They're just like, we'll just put his fucking belt on the line.
Sure.
If Paige loses, he will never be able to challenge for the AEW World Championship ever again.
Until he wins the Owen Hart match or tournament.
Oh, it's nice to see the Young Bucks are gonna fucking squash FTR.
There's a great story there, Tony.
There's a backstory to all that.
Why is there a no time limit match for Moxley and Take a Shit?
Because they went to a time limit draw the last time they wrestled. Because the Continental title has 20-minute time limit.
So then how could you have a Continental Championship match with no time limit? That defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
It was agreed upon by both of them. Moxley said, okay, I want a fucking winner. I want to beat you. Take a Shit said yes.
I understand that. I get that. But didn't they have a title for title match one time with fucking Okada and somebody? And once it went 20 minutes, Okada's championship wasn't on the line anymore. Yes, they did.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Oh, great. Brody King and Swerve Strickland. Fucking wonderful.
Fuck yeah, dude. They're going to kill each other.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Fuck yeah. Fuck ice and stick a needle in my mouth. Andre Alatalo and Bandito. Great. Keep the Mexican guys together. Tekla and Butlander. Oh, 2 out of 3 falls.
2 out of 3 falls. You know what? Tekla, whatever. She is doing some of the best work on AEW TV.
Is she like Butlander? She got a big hiney.
She's tiny. Not as much hiney.
No rump-a-dump?
No.
Oh, my God. The Don Callis family has the Trios titles and Okada's one of the champions?
Yes.
So is Fletcher.
Oh, and Mark Davis. Who the fuck is Mark Davis?
Aussie Open back together.
Aussie Open. I do. That is one thing I don't like about AEW, and I voiced this when Hangman and them won the fucking Trios title. Like, what? Why? Like,
there's 20 people in the Don Callis family.
I know,
they could have used. Yes. It could have been Mark Davis, Josh Alexander, and I don't know, fucking Lance Archer.
Hetchicero, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Hetchicero. Big Boom AJ's back. I fucking love it. That guy's undefeated. Yes. How come he's not getting a world title match?
He should.
No, he should.
You know the promotion that guy would do if he got in a world title match? It would be the fucking biggest title match they ever had.
He'd be on every fucking news broadcast from now until Sunday.
Dropping videos every single day. Love that guy.
Wait. Timeless Tony Storm versus Marina Shafir. The problem, right? Yep. Singles match. I see that the stipulation just says everyone is banned from ringside. What led to this, Brundo?
Because the fucking Death Riders interfere all the time. So Claudio has an emotional stake in a fucking
Tony Storm match?
Yeah, that's not necessary.
That's her girl.
It's usually Wheeler and Daniel Garcia.
Yeah,
but why? Why are they interfering in women's matches?
Why not?
Because they're group. They want everybody in their group to win.
Stop. Throw the problem out. She really is a fucking problem.
She's awesome. I like her.
I like her too.
She wrestles in a fucking bikini top and fucking jogging pants with no shoes on. Get the fuck out of here.
Can I?
She's used to gripping the mat with her toes.
Gripping. What is she fucking doing? DDP yoga.
Start it. Don't do it. Now can
grip
I
your toes into the mat? That's why you can't knock her over. She's always fucking engaged.
Can I bring this? Is a...
I thought her and Roddy got married.
Damn. Oh fuck!
Too.
Yeah. No, Tony said she's always engaged.
Oh.
I'm gonna explain the joke so it's not as funny.
Hold on, I got a sound clip from you, Brundo.
Nay. We weren't talking about Aubrey.
Here. I do. Here's my one. If I could pick, I mean, there's many. Look, I take AEW at face value, right? I know what it is. I know it's a lot of big spots. I know it's not a lot of selling, and I like it. I enjoy it. But that they could really benefit from like not just turning out the lights or having some new guy come through the crowd. Like the David Finley thing really bothers me because here you have a situation, right? Orange and Pockets beat Gabe Kidd and Clark Connors. Why not have like them in the back, like making a call? Like, I didn't think we'd have to come to this, but we have to eliminate these two now. And they make a call, and like they're calling Finley. And then there's like, they could do promo packages of like, he's a third generation superstar. He was the leader of the Bullet Club. Like, David Finley is coming in 2 weeks. Put it on social media. Put it on fucking Collision and Dynamite. Run it for 2 weeks. And then let fucking David Finley show up, and people will know he's coming, and there will be a reaction. Right, instead of him coming out of the fucking crowd with a goddamn shillelagh and like 40 people knowing who the fuck he is,
it's you're like, not wrong there.
They did the same thing with Okada. Like, okay, here's Okada, and it's like, well, no, like, show us that he won all these tournaments. He's one of the longest reigning IWGP champions. Put over the Rainmaker. No, you just like put him there and expect people to pop for him. And not everybody knows who these fucking guys are.
They've been doing that since year one, because every time they do that, I always think back to when the Butcher and Blade debuted, and they come through the ring, and it's just Sockface yelling, "It's the Butcher! Oh, man, it's the Blade!" And, you know, all but 30 people are like, "Who the fuck are these guys?"
Like, AEW's at a point, right? Where, like, not everybody can afford Netflix. Not everybody can afford ESPN Plus to watch pay-per-views. Like, you have an opportunity to grab a casual wrestling fan or two. Like, put a little more effort into it. Give these characters character. Make me give a shit. Right? Because now, like, people are like, oh, David Finley's in AEW. He's just in another fucking trio, just like the fucking Rascals. And who are the fucking trio's champion? The Don Callis family, who is in like six storylines. Meanwhile, you got the Outrunners and Dalton Castle you could do something with. You got the Rascals. You got all these trios where you could make the trio's title feel like something, but they're just going to put it on all the guys that are already involved in all these stories that are always on TV.
Give me Eminem TV. Those guys are fucking entertaining as hell. At least two of them.
It's just frustrating. You know?
I'm with you.
No, I hear you.
You know, and that people online. Did you guys see all the crazy shit about... Tony, you brought it up the other day. How Cody winning the belt was the most disliked WWE video on YouTube, and then all these people are saying like they paid for bots to dislike.
Yeah, that's a little fucking sick.
I wish I had that kind of money to waste.
It's like that's crazy, and then people who are like mad because David Finley chose AEW over the WWE.
People are stupid, and it's not like it's literally like a microcosm. Like it's a small amount of people, but they're just stupid.
It's so wild.
It's kind of like, you know, if you meet 10 people in a day, 9 of them are fantastic, you know, but you're going to always remember the one that's a douche, even if the previous 9 were fantastic, made you feel great. You're always going to remember that last idiot saying, oh, man, David Finley didn't want to go to NXT. Cry me a fucking river.
It's fucking wild. That's why I forgot that fucking, I didn't realize NXT had a show Saturday night.
Nobody cares about NXT.
Nope.
They don't. Who gives a shit?
There are people I care about in NXT, but they just, well, half of them they don't use very well.
I got to go to our guy, the True Prince of Pro, who, again, I got to put it over. If you are enjoying the AAA and WWE, the Fox show, the True Prince of Pro does a great show. He has a great YouTube channel where he does like 10 to 15 minute videos. He covers the week that was TV. He is in lockstep with AAA and WWE. Check that out. He says you can't do promo packages in 2026. Every promotion now does surprises for the sake of surprises because that's the only way they know how to do debuts or return. But you could change it. Do something different.
Yeah.
Right? There's no laws about that. Jersey Cow Jesse. But who announces that? Can't you not even see dislike counts on YouTube anymore? So unless the WWE says it, I think it's made up. No?
There's the fuck do you call them? There's like snippets of code. Like there's ways that you can see the dislikes again, but you have to have like what the fuck do they call these things? And you have to have an extension in your browser to be able to do it.
Oh.
Yeah, you like
got an extension, but not my browser.
In your trousers? Hey-o. Hey-o.
You have there AIDS.
You, go.
You have AIDS.
I like me. I uploaded some sounds.
Whoa! Did you?
Yeah, they're on the all in the little gimmick now in StreamYard.
These oh nuts. Boy.
Got he.
Oh, gee. Is that what you've been doing the whole time we've been talking about AEW?
You gotta give a fuck about AEW?
Hell well, we got picks. Tony, there's picks this weekend, buddy.
Yeah, and you still got Kevin's numbers wrong in the fucking memo that you send out each.
Oh, I didn't. I forgot. That's right. I didn't even look. Dude, I was so stoked.
I'm just breaking your fucking.
Look, man, daylight savings time fucked me up.
Yesterday. Dude, I'm exhausted today. That's why I've been yawning.
Bro, I came home. I didn't even get out of my work clothes. I sat in my chair. I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Like 40 minutes. Mommy's like, I woke up. She's like, you were sawing over there. I was like, fucking exhausted. We don't even fucking farm. I don't know why we do the stupid daylight savings.
I don't even know if it had anything to do with farming, to be honest with you.
That's why they set the clocks forward and backwards. It's a farmer's thing.
You dumb fucking
is this what you welcome back, Matt? Is this what this is all going to be about? And then you fucking mash there.
Yeah, he's fat.
It's not coming through.
He's fat.
It's not.
It's like it starts and then it stops. You can't.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Like it's not the same as like as a good soundboard, but it is what it is.
So you I still like this one.
A plus.
So we don't talk a lot of TNA on the show, but I think we do have to talk about SDL and Mance Warner quitting.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
I didn't realize that TNA talents are all on per diem. Is that the case?
I think
you
some
only
of
get
them
paid
do,
for.
I think some of them get like what, like 6 month contract or something like that. Maybe the you know like bigger names. Like an Ali or Santana or the Hardy.
But the weird thing is WWE's doctors cleared her to come back to the ring and TNA was still like, nope, not going to use you.
Does that surprise you?
Well, what exactly happened to her? Like, what was wrong with her?
So she had two neck surgeries.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay, she had two, but she was cleared. All her doctors cleared her.
Well, maybe TNA just doesn't want to be bothered. I mean, you know, they're working with WWE.
Sucks a bag of shit.
Well, maybe they do. So how come WWE doesn't sign her?
Maybe she doesn't want to go back to WWE.
It's been 3 days or like 6 days at most.
I don't fucking know. Who gives a shit?
What do
you know what?
You don't think these two are going to show up in GCW in a week?
They already did.
There you fucking go. There you go. Cry me a river for people that are fucking unemployed.
No, not cry me a river, but like when you find out that she had two neck surgeries while she was under contract with TNA and she had to pay for both of them?
Both of them, yeah, and the PT.
They don't even give these people contracts. You expect to pay for their fucking surgeries? Come on, dude. I get why you're angry, but even Anne fucking Frank can see that one coming a mile away.
I'm not angry. It's just disappointing. And it's disappointing that they don't have any doctors that will clear her. They don't have any lines of communication as to why they won't clear her. They just won't clear her. And that dildo with the fucking stupid hat he got made at the mall that says TNA on it, he's fucking useless. That fucking cuck. TNA sucks. I'm sorry. Outside of Santana being champion, it's fucking garbage. Tommy Dreamer might be the worst booker in the history of professional wrestling.
Hey, Road Dogg says, hold my beer.
I don't know, man. Have you seen any of the TNA stuff? And how are they on fucking AMC and they still can't get the audio right?
I mean, we've been doing this, what, 14 plus years? Sometimes we still can't get the audio right.
Dude, if we spend $500 a year on audio and all this bullshit, that's a lot. It's a fucking national company that's been around for 20 years. More than 20 years.
Yeah, like 25 years, really, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Facebook does like you could see your history, your memories and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a post from 2017 come up recently and I was like, folks, contrary to what you think, TNA is not going anywhere. They're not going out of business. They're going to be fine. This was fucking 9 years ago. It's like TNA can't escape their fucking bad reputation.
TNA has to.
Also, the guy, Carlos Silva.
Yeah.
She said, hey, I'm clear. I'm fully cleared. And he was like, yup, not into it. She was like, do you know what my injury is? And he didn't know.
Wait, Tommy Dreamer didn't know?
No, fucking so, Carlos Silva and his fucking Willowbrook Mall hat didn't know what the fuck.
Oh, Carlos Silva's that guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A douche.
By the way, she cleared her schedule this weekend. So.
Who did?
You know, Steph DeLander. So maybe she might be showing up someplace on Saturday night.
Oh, you think she's going back to TNA already?
No, AEW.
No, AEW pay-per-view.
Hey, he'll fucking hire anybody. He don't care. Put him under a mask. Put him under a mask, Tony Khan.
Bring her in. Bring in Mansoor. The more Mansoor on TV, the better. Guy's
Mansoor
cool.
Mansoor does rock.
Yeah.
He does rock. And it's like, look, like, I don't know, like WWE, I don't watch the WWE as much as I watch AEW, but like, what have they done with Matt Cardona since he's come back?
What have they done with fucking Royce Keyes or whatever the fuck his name is?
He hasn't been on TV, right?
He had an interview with Stephanie McMahon on her podcast. I didn't listen to it, but I bet you it's the same stories he's told in AEW when they were trying to build him, and they forgot about him too.
It took me 20 seconds. I couldn't remember who Royce Keyes was.
I did see a clip where Will Hobbs talks about how Tony Khan would just like walk up to him and like hug him. And he was like, bro, get the fuck off me. That's like really creepy. He's a creepy little man, that Tony Khan.
He's the money mark, man. He is what he is.
But look, man, I enjoy watching AEW. I can't sit through WWE. It's just nothing like. I can't sit through a whole show. I can watch clips, right? Like I thought the Danhausen stuff was great. Kind of don't care for Cody being champion again. I like Ornery Sammy.
It's 3 fucking hours.
So it's longer than a PLE, right? It's longer than Raw. That's just SmackDown. And then the big people were so excited. WrestleMania, both nights, it might be 7 matches each night.
Okay.
People,
is there something wrong with that?
No, I think I hate the 4-match format.
Not me.
Look, I watched fucking In Your House Degeneration X. It was 2 hours and 45 minutes, 8 matches.
Why? Why?
Why you? It flowed so beautifully, Tony.
But right, they didn't have any like commercials in between that or any of that bullshit.
Bullshit. Fucking 20-minute fucking entrances. Enough with the entrances, too. God fucking stop. Not everybody needs a fucking 3-minute entrance.
Does Moxley still come through the crowd?
Yes.
You're welcome. Yeah.
He's the only one that comes through the crowd, Tony.
It's both shows. No, the Usos do sometimes, too.
Yeah, but that's the other show. Moxley's the only one that has that long entrance, really, in AEW.
Seth Rollins has to have the long intro. Roman Reigns has to have the long
intro. They're the fucking stars.
CM Punk.
Dude.
Fucking ever. CM Punk. But everybody doesn't need that entrance.
Yes, they do. They got to sing along, man. It's participation. People love that shit. People want to go, oh, they want to do that. They want to go with Cody. That's a bull. Whoa! They fucking love it. They love when Roman comes out. They fucking put their ones to the sky. OTC, OTC. Cody, Cody Rhodes. They love that. Dude, they will sing Cult of Personality until after the music shuts off. They'll keep fucking going. That's what the people want. They love that shit.
I don't
know. You got to give the people, they're paying enough fucking money. Let them have a fucking sing along. If you were spending $10,000 and you wanted to sing along with fucking Cody's theme song, you're going to be mad if they take that away from you.
Cody Ross, Drew Prince. He says, I'll take a 4-match WWE pay per view over the 14-match AEW pay per views that go way too long.
Yep.
I dunk biscuits. Triple H is building everyone in his own image. That's the biggest issue with WWE. Everyone has a grand entrance and works like they're stuck in quicksand.
I don't agree with that.
I'm not asking the WWE to make every pay-per-view 14 matches, but God damn it. Give me 5 or 6. I don't need the fucking commercials. I don't need the 10-minute recap to the main event. I don't need AJ Lee and CM Punk wrestling Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins for 26 fucking minutes.
I do.
No, you don't. You hated it.
No, I didn't, did I?
Yes, you did. It went too long. You said it yourself.
Because it's probably a terrible match. It's a good match. I want him to fight forever. I want to yell fight forever with the fucking claps. And I want to yell one fall when the referee, when the ring announcer says it's one fall.
Oh, 100% one fall.
Fuck two. Tony.
Fuck that.
They paid their money. Why can't
But the guy's got to come to the ring. So sing along with his theme song. Even when what's his name? Finn Balor. I wish Gunther had a fucking song you could sing along to.
Gunther doesn't need a song. Gunther's perfect the way he is.
No, I want.
Way to stop yourself. Good for you. I appreciate that.
Not doing that.
All right.
What'd you and Rhiannon have for dinner the other night? Leaving it there.
Not going there, buddy.
Letting it die.
I don't like it. It's like an AEW, right? If you do every single big move in every single match, nobody gives a shit. Everybody has a fucking grand entrance, nobody.
They're all different.
They all do the same thing.
They're all different, and the people are into it. You know what the people aren't into? Some asshole diving over the top and nobody catching him anymore.
Well, that's across all wrestling, man.
Nobody catches anyone. You know how many people I've seen pancake the fucking outside mat? Because nobody fucking catches them.
Yeah, because they don't.
I thought the only pancake was Rodriguez.
No, it's two pancakes. That's a short stack. Right. I still put syrup and butter on them fucking things.
Because it's like that idea if there's like four people there, right? And you're supposed to catch them. He's like, I'm like, well, if I'm here, I know Tony, Brundo, and HK are going to catch, so I'll step.
Yeah, that's what all four of them say.
I'll just step to the left. Yeah, and then they Leon Slater fucking laid on the fucking ground.
Yep. That smack on the mat.
You may step to the left, but you're still going to fall.
Who was it during COVID in WWE fucking ran to the ropes? Was it Montez Ford? He went up and over and he hit the fucking ramp on the outside. Yep. And all you heard is, uh-oh, bang. Sound like a gunshot went off.
I think he overshot everybody, though, too.
Oh, my God. I fucking laughed my balls off.
He's not doing that again.
Yeah, go back and watch the COVID WrestleMania. Go back and watch all that shit, man. It's such a weird fucking time.
There's no, like...
Honestly, watching it at the time, it felt weird, but going back and watching it, it was like, what the? This was fucking life. Like, this is what we did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like remember fucking Daly's Place? There were like 30 people in the crowd and everybody was at ringside.
Yeah, it's all the workers and all the extras. Yeah.
And the managers would stand on the stage. Like, you'd watch Lance fucking Hoyt wrestle and Jake the Snake is standing there, fucking 10 foot tall Jake the Snake, and all you see is his balls at the top rope. Like, what?
I will say that's probably how Austin Gunn really got over. He was in the crowd every week, and he got noticed.
And so was fucking Rusev in his video games. Wasn't that part of that time period?
That was a great doing, match.
Fucking Rusev the streamer. That's what he's missing in fucking WWE. Let him come out holding a fucking Nintendo Switch.
Aren't they doing, they're doing Rusev and Oba? Is that a thing?
I think that's tonight. Yeah, that's tonight.
Because Oba destroyed Johnny Gargano, and I think people think he's AEW bound soon too, right?
Yeah. Probably.
He's going to leave behind Candace, that fucking five-star stud. That should be fun. They'll be fun in AEW. They could all team up with Roddy and fucking have their reunion, and the Young Bucks could get involved. They could have matches for the tag titles and fuck FTR again.
That's some of her best work. Candace's best work is in fucking PWG.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
the Young Bucks,
fucking Joey Ryan.
What, just getting her ass kicked by all these idiots?
No, she had great matches in PWG with her and Joey Ryan against the Young Bucks.
Old fucking penis shaker.
Old penis shaker.
I'm surprised he isn't selling fucking used lollipops on eBay somewhere.
It's better than
anybody's
though.
Buying those at this point.
Yeah, you never know. The sickos, right? The sickos will buy it.
I dunk biscuits, man. Triple H was doing shit with the entrances in NXT. Finn, Bobby, Black, Nakamura all come to mind. Now even Trick Williams has a stupid over-the-top entrance.
Come on, whoop that trick. Whoop that trick.
I like that entrance now that he's not in NXT and Booker T isn't grunting in the background of the whole thing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I got it. Ugh. Fucking.
Let me ask you guys this. As the WrestleMania picture becomes clearer, what would you like to see post-WrestleMania? Like, where would you like to see things go? Let's just say Joe beats Phil. I don't know what happens with the Cody, if it's a four-way. Like, where do we go after that? Like, what would you like to see happen? Because it seems like Trick is on a pretty, like, he seems like they're going to kind of slide him right in there into the main event scene. Ornery Sammy's still around. I would love to see Jacob Fatu up there. Especially if Drew's going away for a little while to record or do movies.
I'd like to see, I'd like to see a couple of new faces at the top of the card. Give me a Trick getting a run at the top. Give me Ola. Hopefully Bron Breakker comes back and is healthy and can get a run at the top. I feel like we need these guys to take a chance on one of these guys. If they fall in their face, fine. But you won't know that until you take a chance on one of these guys. Because how long has it been since like a newer guy has won the world title?
I don't even know if I need them to win. I would just like some fresh blood.
Yeah.
You know, look, Deck Davenport said Keith Lee is ready for his return. Man, that's a bummer. I don't know. I don't know.
I think they need to make another run with Gunther, maybe.
Yeah, like that. What's him and Dragon Lee are going to fight over a mask? Is that what we're doing?
What's he going to do at WrestleMania?
I don't know.
Unless he calls it, unless he's Brock's open challenge.
He's gonna choke out Dragon Lee. That's what he's gonna do. Yeah. Lee, you get an Andre the Giant Battle Royal at Mania?
I think they do those on SmackDown.
Yeah, they do now.
Love to see Obafemi win that thing.
No, Obafemi's above the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
It's a stepping stone, bro. He's just
is it monster. Though?
Yes.
For who?
Mojo
Rawley.
What
it did to fucking Cesaro.
Did nothing to Cesaro.
Look what it did for Big Show.
Riddick Moss.
Yeah, Riddick Moss.
Wait,
didn't Madcap Moss win when all the football players were there, like Gronk and all that shit?
Probably.
Weren't they all like the bros at that point? Fucking headbutting each other and shit. They were all in the crowd.
I think that's really when I checked out of WWE. It was around that time.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like it was like 2019.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
From WrestleMania 30 to this past year, Cesaro, Big Show, Baron Corbin, Mojo Rawley.
Mojo Rawley was the guy.
Come on, this fucking shitty website. Matt Hardy, Braun Strowman, Jey Uso, Madcap Moss, Bobby Lashley, Bronson Reed, Carmelo Hayes. Those are your winners the last, I don't know, fucking 8 years.
Are they still doing the women's one too?
I don't think they did a women's one.
Good. Inequality. I love it.
No, wait.
Happy Women's Day, everyone.
I think they were supposed to, and they were going to call it the Moolah. That's the one they were going to call the Moolah Battle Royal.
It was the Moolah, yeah.
And then they canceled that really quick.
Yeah, but they did one or two, didn't they? I thought they had a couple.
Maybe they called it
the Mae Young Battle Royal.
No, it was the Mae Young Classic.
They probably called it the Stephanie McMahon Battle Royal.
Good for her. Fucking Hall of Famer to be.
What a fucking joke.
Shut up. We'll talk about Stephanie later. Primo Stephanie McMahon, by the way.
They did two women's battle royals.
There you go.
Do you think you can name the winners?
Charlotte Flair and Nia Jax.
They're both not on WWE TV. They haven't been for quite some time.
Oh, Tamina Snuka.
Nope.
Candice Michelle.
One just left TV a little while ago because she's having a baby.
Naomi
won 2018.
Rhea Ripley.
The other one left because she was having a baby, and I don't think she ever came back.
Karma.
No, close though.
Oh, Ruby Riott?
No, she was in AEW when she had the baby.
The
fucking Valhalla. What the hell's her name?
Sarah Logan was the runner-up, Tony.
Ah, fuck.
She did have a baby, though.
Was she a bigger woman?
Her husband does commentary or did commentary?
Oh, Carmella.
Oh, God. That's right. And she was super over during that shit, too.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Wait, Ruby Soho runs a restaurant now?
Yeah. She runs they're like a coffee shop, right? Where you can play.
Yeah,
games.
Her and Cool Hand End.
Good. I was thinking, as soon as I saw her name, I was thinking it was like a tofu fucking market or some shit.
No, I think that it's like wrestling themed restaurant.
Did that tickle you?
A tofu market?
Yeah.
It's not handsome.
Ruby tofu.
Hey, wow. Tony, do you know what you call bologna made out of tofu?
Tony Bologna?
No, phony bologna.
Oh. What do you call Italian deli meat made out of tofu? Gobble fool.
you didn't let the joke sit, Tony. I had a great response to that.
Good, because Brundo fucked me earlier. I got him back.
The stallion cock in your face before.
Gobble fool.
Oh, somebody got this dildoed right there.
We haven't gotten a report from the field yet as to whether or not handsome Kevin got fucking pulverized.
I'm guessing not. I'm guessing not. He's in the Facebook chat, so, and Molly hasn't responded, so.
All right, so did we covered AEW, we covered WWE. I mean, like, we're good with that. We could put all that shit to bed.
Yeah.
Or do we, and we kind of talked Revolution, I guess. We covered the card.
Yeah, yeah, it's coming this Sunday. I'm pretty excited for it. I look forward to it. I'll be home watching.
Yeah, great.
Order the PCB.
I can extend my lead about four more matches.
We'll see who you pick. I could honestly see Hangman Adam Page losing and then them bringing him back under a hood, like the yellow
dog. Oh, like a fucking hooded guy?
Like the yellow dog or...
No, I meant like with a black hoodie.
That's enough, please. Both... every
black dog.
Stop with the fucking guys in the hoodies, please. Just give it a fucking rest. Because you know when the Vision comes back, they're all coming out in fucking black hoodies when everybody's healthy. All of them, like the fucking Undertaker's druids. I don't know how to feel about JCW Lunacy this week.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like JCW is kind of on the bubble now. I'm assuming you agree with me.
No, I just like, it's kind of like there's too many spoons in the porridge. It's almost getting to the point where it's hard to follow what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, because the Russo-rific booking is really starting to fucking shine here. It really is. We got another match against fucking PC Knuckles and the Funstruction Brothers, this time for the title.
Well, they're your new tag team champions.
Well, I didn't want to get that far yet, but okay. Oh. We got Facade being shiesty again.
Yep.
Even though, like, he's super over.
Yeah, we got full crack meat on that one. I'm sure you were into that, Tony.
We got a three-way for the number one contendership for the tag titles.
The dissension between Stephen Flow and Cocaine? What are we doing here?
Already? Yeah, I don't understand that either. And here's my quick bone of contention before we start hitting everything. If Stephen Flow's mad at Cocaine and he shoves off his, like, BFF, and he leaves and he's like disgusted, don't fucking high five the fans on the way out. Don't do that. If you're angry, be fucking angry. Come out and say hi to them after the show when the cameras aren't rolling. Just fucking fuck off. And by the way, I know Big Al. Was Big Al the one saying that Vince Russo like fucking was trying to molest her or showing her dick?
Yes, I wanted to ask about that.
So what happened? All of a sudden, like, she's like, I was lying. I'm sorry. And he's like, oh, you know, like, I've talked to women that this has happened to. I was disappointed, but it's okay. And then she hugged him and, like didn't make a face, but they made sure to zoom in on her.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know. Like, I didn't, I don't know if I missed something. They do, like, the weird, like, after show, like, podcast and, like, I can't keep up with all this, so I don't know if I missed something important. She was accusing Vince Russo of sending dick pics to her, and now because Big Al was like, I hope your family is okay, like, all is forgiven. The two of them are like, okay, we're good. Like, did I miss something?
Please, maybe she's the one that, like, fucked up Russo's family. Maybe she did something treacherous behind the scenes, you know? Maybe Russo's wife is going to be getting a fucking role on the TV.
No, please, no, stop.
And so, like, let's take it back to the beginning. What the fuck? Like, so Vito pushes Vince Russo, and then later on, Vince is like, how can we work this out? And, like, Caleb Conley's standing there, and he doesn't do fuck all to defend Russo, who made him, like, the new chosen one. And then Violent J comes out, and he just kind of stands there, and they're just like, oh, you're the owner, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's a whole lot of fucking plot holes in that thing.
There's a lot of spoons in the porridge, and I just...
And the ring girl helping the fucking American Gladiator chick? Like, what the fuck?
I kind of like that.
But, like, who is she?
Something Rose. She J-Rod did a thing backstage where she introduced
her. But who the fuck is she?
We're gonna find out.
Who gives a shit? I still want to see who the Green Lantern is. You know hasn't fucking debuted yet. Disco Stu wasn't on the show this week with his titties.
Disco Stu.
Yeah, Disco Stu. He's with the Ring Rat now.
Ring Rat. What was I going to say? Oh, I feel like I was in lockstep with you, Tony, about the ring girl. Cause I was really like, oh, I hope the ring girls are up to Tony's standards. And I noticed she had like sparkly leggings on. I was like, well, that's kind of weird. And then they brought her out for a second match in a row. And I was like, this is suspect.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everything you guys are saying, it sounds like 99 WCW or 2000, yeah. Whenever Russo showed up in the fall time.
And it's just
a clusterfuck. Everybody hates everybody. It's full of plot holes and story holes. And there's no good guys. There's no bad guys. And half the matches.
There's only you and me and we just.
And there's too much Russo.
Hey, so the titles in the final match, the Funstruction Brothers lost.
Oh,
and then.
Can you back up for just, because the last show, they lost the titles to Too Tough Tony and Willie Mack, and then they gave them back?
Yeah.
Is that how?
We talked about it. Like, they knew they were getting fucked with, right? Too Tough Tony and Willie Mack knew that these guys were getting fucked with during the match, and they still went ahead and beat them, and then they give the titles back? At that point, they should have just been like, no, man, we're not going to win like this. Fuck this. And they should have just threw the match out, and they said, no, we're not doing this anymore. That's what they should have done. I don't get the whole hand the titles back. And then on top of that, they fucking lose the titles. And then Vito's like, you're fucking Jimmy Jumanjo and you're fucking Jimmy Jumanji. And you guys were my boys. You're in witness protection. Who gives a shit? What is this? Plop. Deus Ex Machina right in your fucking lap, bitch. Like, what the fuck? I don't care if he knows who we are.
Is that the thing that he's been building up? Like, I got the secret. They're in
yes, they're fucking witness protection Goombas. That's who they are. That's why they had the fucking Italian flag wristbands on. Like, it was fucking Gino De Guinea over here with these assholes.
Are we with their team?
Like, fucking stupid.
What do you call them the 1 week? Dago and
Fuego? Dago and Jago, or I don't know, some shit. Yeah. So, the other thing that really fucking bugged me. Look, I get it. We had Too Tough Tony on the show. Great guy. I know we shit on Madman Pondo for his inability to move. Bro. Let Willie Mack do the fucking heavy lifting, bro. That's not a fucking like innuendo. Like, let him do the fucking heavy lifting.
That match was a disaster.
Where
Cocaine went to tag Stephen Flo, and he I don't know if, because there was a spot before this where Stephen Flo got pulled off by Barnabas.
And yeah. They
went, like, back for it again. And Stephen Flo, like, kind of like squatted down to avoid getting tagged in. And then he stood up and he got tagged in. And I was like, well, what the fuck are we doing? Like, it was just.
That ring is way too small to have six people out there for a fucking triple threat match like that. Way too small.
Yeah.
Although Shane Mercer beat the fuck out of him too.
Yeah, he did. And when Stephen Flo bursted into Vince Russo's office. Terrible acting. Terrible.
Stephen Flo's got to get his grill checked too. Holy shit. You see that one tooth sticking out? But anyway, Vince Russo, here's the other thing that cracks me up, right? So he's in the back and all these people are barging in and he's like, this happens every day. Yeah, you're the fucking booker. Of course this happens to you every day, asshole. That's the job.
I'm the showrunner, Tony.
Yeah, what the fuck with the inside shit and the stupidity? And now he wants to be friends with Vito, even though Vito pushed him down and he told Vito he wasn't in charge. Like, how do we make this right? You know, you make it right. Tell him to fucking hit the bricks.
Yeah, it's like a fucking train wreck. It's all over the fucking place.
Although I'll tell you this much. I've been following, I forget who recommended it to me, but I'm following the JCW Facebook page. And I got to tell you, they were all in Miami this week for that whole fucking festival weekend.
Yeah.
Bro, it was like Ring Rat, Mickey Knuckles, the Zombies, like a whole bunch of them hanging out on Miami Beach. It was some funny shit, dude. Just watching them all getting along, having a good time, joking around and shit. Fucking worth it. If go on that page and go fucking find it out.
No, I can't. Funny I'm in shit. That stupid deathmatch group and like some fucking show got shut down Saturday. And that's all these... For a bunch of fucking guys that like deathmatch wrestling, they're the biggest bunch of fucking bitches I've ever seen in my fucking life. Don't you have anything better to do with your fucking free time than go on some fucking dumb Facebook page? It's like the people, I don't know why or how it's in my algorithm now. I get the fucking, there's an accident on Route 80. Somebody ran me off the road. Why am I getting these fucking posts?
My favorite shit about that is they fucking hate Joey Janela. They fucking hate Joey Janela. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have no love for GCW. So it's constantly like, yeah, just go fucking work for GCW. Get paid in hot dogs. And
but it's like this fucking, like whatever this fucking shindy fucking indie show got shut down at this joint.
Oh, who gives a shit? That's fucking Necro Butcher. Necro Butcher was in Mexico and people were fucking posting pictures hanging out drinking with him in the crowd. It was fucking great shit.
Yeah, but it's fucking Tommy Trainwreck's promotion. They got fucking shut down. So all these fucking ghouls are now going on this company's website and leaving like one-star reviews.
Well, it depends on who you believe.
I wonder if Milwaukee Tom did.
Oh, yeah. I was there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they fucked it all up. They did, yeah.
And like somebody, like almost fucking died at a show this weekend.
Who died?
Mr. One of the wrestlers.
Oh, like, Insane Lane. Yeah.
There you go. This guy. He got no fucking nose.
Yeah, he lost like a third of his blood in his body or something like that.
Yeah, the picture of his wound was like fucking blocked. He had to like uncover it and shit. It was fucking gross.
Wrestling in front of fucking 25 of these retards.
Nah, 30, bro.
Oh, whatever. And then all these fucking assholes are on fucking Facebook, like a bunch of whiny little bitches. It's unbelievable. If I open my Facebook, I bet you the first thing I see is a fucking post in this fucking dumb group I'm in because of you two fucking weirdos.
You don't have to stay in the group, you fucking jackal.
Let's see.
Now we'll invite him back if he leaves.
We're up there.
No, my first one is from a thing called Triggered Wrestling.
Mine's Tommy Fierro. He has his first poster from when he was 16 years old. Tito Santana, Demolition Axe, and Ox Baker there for autographs.
Mine is 7 minutes of go. A swarm of masked men got in the ring on Raw.
Just what you'd love.
They're just fucking running in a circle.
I got posts from fucking Ace Darling's page, Wrestling Then and Now. Was Ric Flair the GOAT?
Kurt Angle this weekend at ISPW.
What else? An ad for Capital One.
Yeah, now I spoke about it. There's nothing on here.
LSG was happy. He wrestled for Ground Zero. Good for him.
Nice.
Disney Plus has some. ESPN for WWE. Oh, Deathmatch 2.0. Berwyn Eagles. See you June 12th. Nick Gage will be in action at I'm Not Okay for Bloodstone Wrestling.
Sounds awful.
Berwyn Eagles. Wait, Berwyn's where? That's in.
In Illinois.
Okay.
It's where AIW used to run?
Yeah.
And is Danny DeMonto's company closing?
It's been closing for months.
Right, okay. Just,
Yeah. They might be just working out dates they already had booked.
I also think I could just, back to JCW for just a second, I think I could watch Mickey Knuckles sexually abuse Big Vito it's the funniest shit.
I could watch Mickey Knuckles abuse Brundo. I think that would be amazing.
I could watch that as well.
Fucking A, dude.
Fucking do it in the mirror. So,
watch the videos of her on the beach. Oh my God, dude.
I'm joining that Facebook
There's
page.
There's something about... No, it was on the JCW. There's something about her. I don't know what it is, dude. I'm like mesmerized.
Yeah. When you have it in her,
I did that on purpose, Brundo.
Stab you in the head with some fucking skewers. That's what.
No, she says, are we fighting or fucking? I wouldn't fight her. Are you kidding me? I would imagine fucking her is just as bad as a fight anyway.
Hey, she did say both are going to hurt.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Either way, it's going to hurt.
She had that don't bully me or I'll come fucking hat on the fucking GCW,
so fucking
ACW, whatever the fuck it's called.
She's amazing.
She is.
Hey, you know what? I like the fact that she's wearing the fucking WWE tights like underneath her drawers now.
Oh, yeah?
She looks better, and I think it's going to protect her moneymaker more. So, yeah, good on her.
Good for her.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Listen, man, I'm not saying she's old, but we ain't getting any younger. So she's got to protect what brings her to the dance. And that fucking Heine, fuck yeah. I don't know why I went, but I give her the thumbs up. Lemoncello Tony's in the house.
That pedophile. Jesus. Jeez, you're gonna bring Buck?
Don't summon.
No. Buck's on vacation. I thought it was rape night. Now it's rape juice.
Take it easy over there, Tony. Jesus. All right, so we hit on WWE, AEW. We did a little TNA talk. We did some JCW lunacy talk. We talked about bitch ass deathmatch groups.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Do you guys want to do? I got a blind ranking for you.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
All right, now I'm going to steal from Tony. Do you want A or B?
Let's go with A. I picked B last time.
Okay. We are blind ranking these five WCW TV champions.
Ooh, I like
it. All right.
I like it. Blind rankings.
All right. I think there's a banner for this. HK is greatly missed here.
Yeah, he really is. We haven't had a banner all night.
Just banter.
You dirty there. Yeah, it's going to be a bitch to edit when I can't find the fucking banners at the bottom.
Whoops.
To separate these things. Oh, wow. Now I feel bad. He went in there. All the results are in here.
Oh, did he?
Sick little guy didn't even say anything to us.
Aw.
Buddy.
Kevin.
Buddy, I would have put him up. I assumed you didn't do it. Oh, buddy, pal. Now I feel bad. I'm sorry, Snuggles. All right. Is that why you said fucking reading scrolls? Question mark? I don't know.
Oh, no. Anyway. We were talking about Facebook.
All right. Here are. We'll start with this guy. We'll start with him. Where are you going to put him? Top five WCW TV champions. The Renegade.
Ooh, the Renegade. I'm trying to think if there's going to be anybody worse than the Renegade possibly on this list. That's the key right now to start off. I have a feeling Matt's got something in his pocket. I'm going to put Renegade at number four. Wannabe fucking Ultimate Warrior, brought him in, didn't have the greatest matches.
Yep.
So Renegade. I'm going. Go ahead, bro.
Sorry.
No, I'm just saying number four because I have a feeling there's another dog shit one I'm not thinking of at this point.
So I don't think you can get much more dog shit than him. So he's number five for sure.
Wow.
He sucked. Right. He didn't never had good matches and yeah. I don't. Jeez, who? I can't even think of. I can think of maybe one or two. I don't want to say it.
Yeah, I've got
on the list.
I've got one in mind that I think I might put at number five, even though like he's kind of iffy, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. Double T, who we got next?
We're going to go with Paul Orndorff.
Ooh, Mr. Wonderful. Not too many singles titles for Mr. Wonderful. I don't think he had many in WCW. I know he's a former tag champ, but singles titles, this might've been, I don't think he was ever US champion. This might've been the top of the food chain for him. I'm going to put Mr. Wonderful at number three.
I completely agree there. I don't even really remember his TV title reign. So I'm going to stick him at number three as well.
He beat Eric Watts in the TV title tournament to win it.
Okay.
Was that thanks to Gary Spivey's influence?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I think Spivey was later, and then that led to him and Pretty Wonderful with Paul Roma, and then that was it for him.
Pretty Wonderful. Very underrated tag team. Yep. Very underrated.
I agree.
Who you got next, Double T?
Next up, one Das Wunderkind, Alex Wright.
Brundo, I don't know who else Double T has on the list. I definitely consider Das Wunderkind to be a possible number five. I feel weird putting him at number two, but I also don't know what Double T has left. This could be the list that I'm really not happy with when all is said and done. But I'm going to put him at number five. Fuck it. I'm going to hold number one and number two. It paid off last time. I'll see if it works this time.
Well, all right. I am also holding number one and number two because Das Wonder Kid is going number five or four as well for me. So, yeah, I barely remember him being TV champ. So,
at least Renegade was brought in with some fanfare, right? Like,
yeah, he had shitty vignettes, and you know he saved Hogan and he beat Arn Anderson, and that's it. I mean, if he had won the TV title when he was, you know, good guy Das Wonder Kid almost beating Ric Flair and whatnot, I would have been happier.
Would you like to know who he beat for the TV championship?
Please.
At Clash of the Champions 35, he defeated the Ultimo Dragon.
Wow.
That's why he's at number five.
Oh, and I think is that when Sonny Ono turned on him. On Dragon.
Look at that. Now, he lost the title to your next TV champion, the Disco Inferno.
You know what? I'm okay with that. I'm going to put Disco at number two. I'm going to save number one. I do not hate the fact that Disco Inferno was a TV champion. He had a personality. Whether you like him or hate him, he definitely made some waves in WCW, for better or for worse. I'm putting Disco at number two.
I really wish I could put Bright at number two. I fucking hate Disco Inferno, but he's my number two.
Oh, no. So the last asshole is our number one.
All of us, because HK in the chat saying as number one also.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So Handsome Kevin had Renegade at number five, Disco at four, Paul Orndorff at three, and Alex Wright all the way up at number two.
Yes, and Tony, your list is Disco 2, Orndorff 3, Renegade 4, Alex Wright 5, Brundo, Disco, Orndorff, Wright, Renegade, your number one WCW champion, Prince Iaukea!
Yes, fuck yes! Fuck yes! Fuck yes! Yes! Now, was he champion when they were pushing him when they were pushing The Rock, right?
Yep. Yeah, he was WCW's answer to Intercontinental Champion Rocky Maivia.
So who did he beat and who did he lose to?
He beat Steven Regal.
Fuck yeah.
He had the worst pay-per-view match in Rey Mysterio's career.
Okay.
And then he
But he beat Mysterio.
Yes.
Okay.
And then he lost. Did he lose to Ultimo Dragon?
Look at Brundo.
Oh.
You know what? For a young guy getting a push like that, beating Regal, taking on Mysterio, taking on Ultimo Dragon, fuck yeah. I love my list. I love it. I fucking love it. Wouldn't change a goddamn thing.
All right. All right. Look, it would have been real easy to pick like Arn and Steven Regal and Lex Luger and Sting and DDP and Johnny B. Bad, but there's no fun there.
And yes, yeah. Handsome Kevin, Taff Cappy, number one. Fuck yes.
Yeah, so that was a set of blind rankings. Tony went Prince, Disco, Orndorff, Renegade, Alex Wright. Brenda went Prince, Disco, Orndorff, Alex Wright, Renegade. Handsome Kevin went Prince, Wright, Orndorff, Disco. Scribble Scrabble, what's that say, Matt?
Renegade.
Renegade.
We all had fucking Taff Cappy, number one.
I fucking love the blind. I racked my brain so much today because there's so much you can do.
Oh yeah, sometimes it's simple. You could just deal out five, and then other times you really want to put in the fuckery.
And I wanted to put in the fuckery, and then the second one I came up was right at the beginning of the show because of something that happened. So I'll save that for a later.
Save that for a rainy day.
Oh, you know it. HK's not here, but hold on, I gotta do the banner. He decided to hold on, what is that? Sorry, I'm not used to doing banners. My apologies. Take that guy down, and we're gonna put up the old homework. He decided to do something a little different, and I think that's the beauty of the homework. We all try something different. Brundo had given us Dave Meltzer 5-star rated match, which I put in the middle. I know it wasn't here last week, but in the middle, I don't think it was a 5-star match. but there were some things that were presented that were not particularly seen on TV in 1992, and that was the Lucha Showdown. I don't know how Horace Boulder or the rest of those bozos fit into the equation. But it is what it is. So HK was doing his miles, and the WWE Vault, WCW Vault, are amazing. I don't know if, how often you guys are watching it, but they have like a live feature that I just will put on and go to sleep. The other night they were showing women's matches, and it was like a dump match.
Put you to sleep?
It was like 80s when they brought over like Dump Matsumoto and Bull Nakano, and they were just beating up like Judy Martin and fucking Rock and Robin. Like, it was weird.
I prefer Dump Status Tony.
But, yeah, so do I.
Those matches from the Garden, you said, right?
One was from the MSG, one was from Boston Garden, I think.
Probably, yeah, because I do remember them. I do remember Dump Matsumoto working the Garden in one of those tag matches.
It was wild.
Are you turned on yet, sweetie?
Fuck yeah.
So HK was doing the vault the other morning. He came across Best of Test. He didn't watch it. He just said, homework is Best of Test. The first match that comes up is our homework. I didn't watch after the first match, but I think we lucked out because we landed on SummerSlam 1999 Test against Shane O'Mac. If Test won, Shane had to leave him and Stephanie alone and accept the fact that Test and Steph were in love. And if Shane O'Mac won, Test got to kick rocks.
It was the lover or leave her Greenwich Street fight.
Yep.
Couple things I learned here. Didn't know Livewire was still around in 1999.
Yeah, I caught that one too.
That I was like,
what they announced? What? They announced it was a Greenwich Street fight on Livewire. Yes. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I remember the early days of Livewire, but I can't tell you. I think once like Raw took off, like I wasn't watching Superstars or Livewire or any of the syndicated shows.
What was the other Saturday one? They had Livewire, Superstars, and was it Attitude or something like that? Or
I just remember Heat, Sunday Night Heat. Because they weren't doing Superstars yet in 99.
No, not Bite This. Bite This was internet.
No, Superstars was still a thing. I think it was just a recap show.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was, yeah.
Let's see. So anyway, yeah, that's where we landed. You guys, if you want to talk about the match while I look this up.
I'll start. I miss having all the signs in the arena. Some of these fuckers are really clever. Some of them are just plugging like Gerwick.net and like their personal fucking AOL accounts.
I caught that too. I wonder how many messages that guy got that day.
It's weird seeing Shane McMahon come out to No Chance in Hell. I guess we didn't get Here Comes the Money Shane O'Mac yet. The fucking Mean Street Posse coming to the ring with their fucking boom ba damp boom ba damp. And go ahead,
Bruno. I wish they had the the Titantron for the Mean Street Posse going in the background.
So here's the other weird thing, right? Like, so this was already like Shades of Grey 99, because Test took out every single one of the Mean Street Posse like before this match. Like, that's not a babyface thing to do, right? But here they came anyway, all the fucking Greenwich Posse. The Mean Street Posse comes in the ring. One of them's got a fucking arm brace on. The other one's got a fucking boot on. Like, they're all fucked up. But there happens to be a nice fucking leather couch sitting at ringside just for these three fucking jamokes to sit in and watch the match. I do like this spot where Test fucking throws Shane at them and the couch just leans back, leans back, leans back, leans back. It took forever to fall, but when it finally fell, I was laughing my balls off. And Shane McMahon, young Shane McMahon, that fucker could fake throwing a good punch.
Yes. That's 100% one of my notes is how good Shane's punches look.
20 years later, I guess he thought he was a legitimate fighter and he threw dog shit punches, but here I'm good with Shane, man, where he comes out with just his fucking t-shirt and his track pants and his sneakers and he's jumping and the fucking elbow to the outside on the table. Like, This was fucking prime young. I could do whatever. Shane McMahon. I fucking love this version of Shane McMahon. And love this version of Stephanie in the back watching the monitor. She's getting all fucking worried when Tess is getting beat up. All happy when he's winning. Oh, this Stephanie McMahon is so fucking adorable.
Watching
this version. Stephanie.
Watching the match in our technical area. It's just a tiny TV on a fucking crate. Come on. Also,
I mean, they couldn't put her in Gorilla, right? I mean,
fucking JR and the King were fucking awesome. Fucking awesome together. When the when the Mean Street Posse comes out the King is like, what a surprise. They didn't know they were going to be here. And Jim Ross is like, if they didn't know they were going to be here, then why is there a couch? Hey, they know something's going on.
I think Lawler right away calls this the most important match in WWF history.
Yep.
It's like, I mean, sort of.
Shane took some fucking wild bumps, too.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Tess was throwing him around with no fucking cares. It was amazing.
Mike Chioda took a fucking big boot to the chest.
Oh, thank God. That looked like he caved him in. And then fucking Briscoe, when Briscoe and Patterson came out, Briscoe throwing those sign shots, like, holy shit. He was killing the Main Street Posse.
And the fucking pops when every time Tess kicked out were fucking huge. And the fucking elbow through the table. It's suicide. It's suicide. Good God, it's suicide.
Bro, these fucking posters. Sid is 3 inches. The Southdale YMCA kicks ass. Like, who the fuck? Like, what the fuck is all this? Dude, I miss the signs. Remember when they would open Raw with the and they'd have the fucking lights going everywhere? There'd just be thousands of signs being held up. Thousands of them. You couldn't even see people in the crowd. There were so many signs.
The guy behind me can't see.
WWF took my sign. RFvideo.com made an appearance.
Yikes.
Happy birthday, Vince.
I'm taping Nitro. Through.
Yeah, I poop too much. That was a fucking good one. Dude, these are so fucking good.
Now you can't even go into a show. You have to make the signs there.
Dude, I had John Cena sucks. They took it away from me when I fucking went to Raw.
Man.
Just people plugging their friends and shit. This is so good.
This was a fucking great match, man. This was awesome. Everybody, the pop when the fucking Briscoe and
oh my God, when Briscoe and fucking Patterson came out.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh my, the test wins. Fucking Stephanie just bolts down to the ring.
This is so late 90s too. Every single member of the fucking Mean Street Posse is wearing like these fucking black boots with the little white socks coming up to their fucking mid calves. Fucking 90s look.
The fucking shirts.
Yes, the fucking Hawaiian shirts.
The fucking elbow drop that they showed that like 4 or 5 times too. Shane could not have landed that more perfect too.
Oh, it's perfect.
Because if you look at the way the table broke too, like the front of it didn't like fall right away. A couple inches to the right, he like breaks his back on it.
Who's the blonde from the fucking posse?
Rodney.
It's not Rodney.
Yep.
I got a fucking still of him when they're fucking putting Shane back in the ring. Fucking broken arm and everything right out of the sling, picking him up.
Yep. He hit him with the cast. It's so test.
Funny. Oh my God, it's so funny.
It's great. It was fucking great. And maybe I catch a little heat for this.
Oh no.
Tess throws a fucking way better elbow drop than some of the people that are on TV right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was Macho Man-esque and how good his fucking elbow
really was. It really was.
Speaking of Macho Man, kind of ironic that he wins Stephanie's heart with a Macho Man elbow, huh?
Oh, Jesus, Brundle. These whores.
Just saying.
These dude, I'm reading.
These whores.
I'm reading a book, Titan Sinking. And they go hard at that angle.
Which one? Tess and Stephanie?
No, Macho Man and Stephanie.
Really?
like how Vince like forgave everybody that's ever wronged him, but he would never forgive the Macho Man, and like Macho Man held a grudge because Vince wouldn't use his father at that Meadowlands old time.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like, Macho Man, I mean, fucking yeah.
And there's even like quotes in there where Lanny's like, I can't say he did, but I can't say it didn't, but I most likely think he did. Like they really like hammer it home, and like anytime someone would bring up Macho Man, like Vince was like, absolutely not, I'll never let him hear again. Like
sounds like Macho Man hammered it home.
So inappropriate. Although Stephanie during this match, not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna lie. Young Stephanie, like nailed to the fucking Undertaker symbol, about to be sacrificed. Where to, Stephanie? I do enjoy the Mountie. I enjoy mounting too.
Ah.
There you go. Hey, say hi to Charmaine. Her birthday's next week. Brand new listener from the Bronx. Hi, Charmaine.
Happy birthday, Charmaine. Thanks for joining us. Well, she's come back next Monday. We'll wish you a happy birthday. Well, Barnabas the Bazaar, wish you a happy birthday.
Born on Steve Austin Day.
What?
Oh, shit. Tomorrow's fucking Mario Day, too. Mario, March 10th. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
The cavity, you fucking retard.
That's not
nice. Really?
You said it, not me.
Yeah, but why? That's not nice.
I'm nervous.
Oh, that was fucking Jay, what's his name? Javon Evans.
Maybe because you're nervous.
He didn't hurt himself at Elimination Chamber, huh? He wasn't hurt. Not hurt himself.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You never want anyone hurt. So I know he's not here, but I'm going to give, I mean, Handsome Kevin, thumbs up. This was great. I
fuck yeah. Two on this one.
Absolutely.
Fucking love
it. Yeah, two thumbs up.
So Double T, let me ask you a question.
Oh boy.
Last week's match, we had a really, really middle split. Like I went middle, Brundo, you went up and Kevin went down, or was it vice versa?
Like 3/4. I think Kevin went down.
Yeah. And I was like in the middle. So the streak has officially started over now this week.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm asking your opinion.
Yes, because I was also middle last week. I wasn't.
So it wasn't enough to keep it alive. Okay.
Nobody gave a thumbs up, so, you know.
So, being my turn to pick homework, I don't want to go back to Mr. California because I think we need a, a palate cleanser. And I think this match will encompass not only the goodness of what we saw for this week's homework, but also maybe a little bit of beginnings of storytelling and like a little it's going to be a little baffling just due to the fact that how the match winds up. It's a classic. It's probably one of the most important matches for like one of the biggest storylines of the 80s. I'm taking you all back to WrestleMania 4, March 27th. What was it, 1988? Atlantic City Convention Center for the first of two WrestleManias in a row in that facility. We're going to the main event final to crown a brand new undisputed WWF champion, Ted DiBiase, who finagled his way into the finals with a bye thanks to the Hogan and Andre disqualification against the guy wrestling his fourth match of the evening, the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Main event, WrestleMania 4. It kicks off the entire story of the Mega Powers, which leads us into WrestleMania 5 the very next year. But this is about that time where it all began. Macho Man against Ted DiBiase, the guy who tried to buy the WWF Championship just about a month earlier. And Jack Tunney said, no, sir, this championship cannot be bought. And Andre cannot surrender it, even though he thought it was the tag team championship.
All right. I like it. And that's going to be on the Netflix, I assume.
I think so. But it's on the vault, too, I would imagine.
All right.
I'm pretty sure it's on the Netflix. They'll have a WrestleMania spot for it.
All right. I dig it. Hey, speaking of Ted DiBiase.
Ted DiBiase.
DiBiase.
Oh yeah, dude, it's on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
It's on the vault. You just gotta search Randy Savage versus Ted DiBiase. It's there.
Did you see the weird stuff from his son's trial?
No. What weird stuff are we talking about?
There were some text messages that came out between Brett and his brother and some other guy where, you know, it was implicated that maybe there was some kind of a sexual relationship, too, involved in this.
In the main event of WrestleMania 4?
No.
Oh. Are you going to say Ted was looking for more than money at WrestleMania 4?
I think Brett was.
Now you're talking about Brett, Ted's other son.
Yes, yes. Let's see.
He's the one that's on trial, yeah?
Ted Jr. is, too.
Yeah, the two kids.
Oh, I was thinking that Ted Jr. pled out or something, but so the two kids.
Brett are, too. I was thinking Brett Favre. Like, I think he's involved in all that.
Brett Favre? Would you think Brett Favre and not Brett Hart?
Because, well, no, he said Brett, and no, I know Brett, the lawsuit. I'm pretty sure.
I was robbing people because Goldberg kicked me in my head. I got confused, eh?
I love you. Text between. DiBiase family and former welfare director Sheridan Court.
Wait, Sheridan?
No. Love you text.
Sheridan Court?
Sheridan. I thought you said Sheridan Court.
Who's the welfare collector of Sheridan Court?
I'm so glad you were with me on that, Brundo. 100%. Holy shit. Who the fuck is Sheridan Court? I hope you wrote that down, Sheridan.
100%.
Yeah, it's you got to. I can't pull it up.
So, who's in love with who? The brothers?
No, the brother. One of the brothers is in love with the welfare guy. It would be an honor.
Welfare guy?
Yeah. You got to give me a minute to look this up, okay?
My goodness.
Brundo, the welfare guy, Sheridan Court. Like Bob Marion. Holy shit. Well, since we didn't plug him for a commercial break tonight, don't forget, we got tons of great shows on the Shining Wizards Network. As usual, 30 Screams or Less. And Tots. Without Handsome Kevin drop today, so you got Duke Bags and fucking the Island Boy Tropic Al holding down the fort for Gorilla Brain. Tons of other shows came out this week.
New show on Gorilla Brain, too. I'll put it over. Al and buddy Johnny C have a baseball show. Listened to the first episode this morning. It was fantastic.
Ah, what the fuck is it called?
Oh, you could hear it?
Oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ. Yes, I could hear it.
What's it called? Bunt-tacular?
Bunt Force?
Bunt Force, that's it. The Bunt Force podcast. And of course, all the other great shows. ROH Revelry. Who else am I thinking of? The Brocast. All those guys. Every single one of them.
Yes.
Vince and Justin. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony showed up once on the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast, and Justin got butt hurt, so... Tony's out.
Justin came back.
That's it.
Every time I come back, they throw me back out.
So apparently, the Human Services Executive Director, John Davis, and Ted DiBiase Jr. and Brett DiBiase were all involved in this welfare scam. And there's text messages where they're telling each other they love them. I would die for you, bro. It would be an honor to die for you. Real fucking... weird shit.
That's
maybe they're big Korn fans. John Davis.
No, that's bro shit, man. Like,
I've never once said that to any of you.
Well, you didn't say you would die for us, but we've told each other we love each other and we do anything for each other. Like,
I've never said that to you.
You never told me you love me.
I have. I've never said I would do anything for you. Don't try and fucking.
I don't mean bro stuff. Bro, like take your pants down and stuff. Like, calm down, you fucking goof. Jesus.
But really, take your pants down for him.
Yeah, seriously, take them down. I want to see if you got sicker nuts than fucking HK.
I'm not sick.
I'm disappointed we didn't get a fucking report from the field tonight.
He don't feel good, man. Nobody wants their nuts mashed when they don't feel good.
Just speak for yourself.
I don't want to know what goes on in the Tony Z house.
There's no rejections of foot jobs in my house, if that's what you're getting at.
Why?
If your wife's taking a shower, go take a shit. Be a man.
That's a bold statement. Be a man, man.
Be a man, listens to this show.
You're a real fucking man.
100%, dude.
I don't know.
See? JJ Rogue, fucking in the chat. I'd do anything for you, buddy. Well, the feeling's mutual, pal.
Not on my end.
Well, nobody wants your end.
Tony, I don't see you going to Minnesota to stand guard with him.
Vince will be there soon, too.
I don't know. The dildo attack has Vince worried. He's not comfortable with that.
Come on. If there's one thing Vince has to look forward to, him going to fucking Minnesota is getting attacked by a dildo. Let's be honest. Ain't fucking Rancho Loco, I'll tell you that much.
Pickle Museum? Yeah, you can find Mexican food anywhere out there.
Served by Hondurans?
It wasn't that great. It wasn't. I told you that.
Dude, Rancho Loco should get on Gold Belly. I'd send Rancho Loco to everyone I know.
It's fucking
everybody at Christmas would get fucking quesadillas from Rancho Loco.
It was fine. I wouldn't go once a week. It wasn't anything to write home about.
I bet you if I called them and told them to fucking freeze some shit up and mail it to me, I bet you they would.
Just name drop Kevin. Here we go.
Oh, that's all I had to mention. I got Kevin a gift card for his birthday. I called Rancho Loco to book it. And we know Kevin and Molly. They're great people. They're here all the time. And then he wrote, yeah, but Molly always looks like she's here against her will.
Maybe that's Tony, why he's getting hit.
I got giant tortillas downstairs. I'll just make you a quesadilla.
No, I want it authentic.
Okay. I'll fucking do it outside barefoot with a chicken next to me.
What the fuck?
All right. I'll do it on the grill. I'll put just cheese, onions, and chimichurri sauce or whatever, chimichanga sauce. I'll drive it down to you.
I want you to make me a Rancho Loco pizza next time you're out in the fucking...
I don't know what would go on there.
You know what would go on a Rancho Loco pizza. Like, little chimichurri sauce and fucking...
I don't have chimichurri
fajita
sauce.
Fajita veggies and...
On the pizza.
Salsa instead of red sauce.
Yeah, you could bring some with you. Come on, dude.
I'm not going
instead of mozzarella, you put a little crema on there. Fuck yeah. Little crumpled nachos and shit. Little guacamole dipping sauce. Come on, bro. You know what's on a fucking quesadilla pizza.
Quesadilla pizza, that's an oxymoron. You can't do a quesadilla pizza.
You sure can if you fucking try hard enough.
No, quesadilla is a closed.
Yeah, you fold the pizza in half. Oh, put two pizzas together, even better.
Once you fold it, it's no longer a pizza. It's now a quesadilla.
Dude, you have no imagination.
It's a quesadilla pizza.
Or it would be a calzone. Quesadilla calzone.
This is the fucking guy who turns down foot jobs. Now we know what we're dealing with. No fucking imagination whatsoever.
What are we dealing with here, Tony?
I'm disappointed in you, bro. You got to think outside the fucking box or the dough, as it would be.
Or the shoe.
No, I'll do no such thing.
Oh, my God. Like some heels, and then she fucking kicks the heels off, starts running
up your thigh. I'm not into that. I'm not into feet. I don't get it.
Who do we have next week? Barnabas.
Bazaar, and then the 23rd, we have Jasmine St. Clair.
Fuck yes.
Hell yeah.
We are a JCW show. Whoop, whoop.
Even if we fucking hate it now.
I don't give a
just
fuck.
In time.
Fuck yeah.
No, we don't hate it. We're just we're on the fence.
Very confused.
Yeah. Just,
everything doesn't have to be a swerve, bro.
Like reading the DiBiase fucking text. We're very confused.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Yes.
What did we say the guy's name was? Redman Court? Brenda, what was his name? You wrote it down.
Oh, Sheridan
right. Court.
Sheridan Court. Yeah. That pedophile. Dumb fucking idiot.
Sorry. Ay, ay, ay.
Tony, let me just throw this at you here. I mean, we're done. This, you think we should go back to a three-man show?
Oh, come on, dude.
I mean, look, 2 weeks in a row. I wasn't here last week. Handsome Kevin's not here this week. Like, do we just rotate weeks off?
I mean, we didn't have a guest this week, though, too, and it was kind of a slow news week in a way.
Oh, Beastman was awesome last week, too.
Beastman was fucking great.
You like my first question to him? You talk?
Fucking dog Italians.
He had a good shit his pants story too.
Oh my god, yeah,
oh, fantastic.
Jersey Cow Jesse loved it. He raved about it.
It fucking went another 43 minutes.
Wolf.
Anybody who pulls out a Kona Crush 8x10 signed is okay with me.
Yep. I'll leave you guys with this. Right? Because did you guys talk about it last week? I think you did, so I don't want to double dip. Never mind. Going to ask what your favorite crush was, but I think you guys talked about this last week.
Oh, yeah. We went through the entire list of crushes.
Yeah.
Something I didn't mention last week on the show, but I know you mentioned in the Patreon newsletter where, don't forget, folks, if you sign up for Patreon, if you don't want to join us for like $1, $3 to get the bonus shows, you can join us for free. We do have a free tier. And anybody that's on the Patreon gets our weekly Patreon newsletter. And it gives you a rundown as to where we are with picks, the results of said picks, who we have coming up on the show, other little tidbits and newses and notes dealing with the Wizards, things like that. When Matt's going to do some watch-alongs in the Discord. If you're not in the Discord, join the Discord too. It's all good shit. But we did drop PWS Super Show Night 1 from the vault to go along with the Wizards history series. That's the first in three episodes we're going to be dropping. The next one will be WrestleCon. That'll be next month. And then the month after that will be the awesome follow-up with Damian Dragon. And Rogues Indie Chronicles still continues. We got that dropping, I guess, in a couple of days or depending on
Friday.
Cool.
Destruction in Dover, AWF style.
Fuck yeah.
Whatever that means.
Friday or Sunday? I can't remember.
That's all right. It's coming. It's coming this month.
Coming. Brundo, are we announcing the thing?
Ooh, the thing. Oh, yes. Yeah. The thing.
Yeah. Let's announce it. So this month, and I'll step in for HK for this one. This was his idea to go along with your March Madness bracket. You are going to have a Shining Wizards bracket of 2025 guests.
We dare picked, you.
Fuck, these things
we
suck.
Picked
I'm sorry.
32, we picked 32 names. We had just enough guests to make an actual bracket. So starting along the same time as the tournament, you're going to be able to get vote on who your favorite guest from last year will be. One-on-one, and then we'll keep on until we have one left.
Now, are these and these brackets will be released next Monday, yes? That's the plan?
Yeah, Selection Monday, we'll call it.
Okay, Selection Monday. So are these the brackets you sent us? Those are the matchups.
Yeah, those are the matchups.
Oh, boy. So,
yeah. It should be keep your eyes open on the Wizards Twitter and use the hashtag March Madness. And if you scroll down far enough, you're going to find us.
Yes, maybe we'll think of a better hashtag.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, if we use that one, we
Wizards,
can.
Wizards Madness.
We can use multiple.
Multiple madness?
Yeah.
Madness? Macho madness? Ooh, macho madness.
Yeah.
Macho madness. Why not? Open people... madness. He's going to be on it.
Is he? Oh, yeah. Look at that. Oh, yeah,
he
got a favorable matchup.
A lot of work went into getting these matchups together, folks.
It sure did.
Well, I mean, how would now, Tony? Let's since you don't respect Brundo and the
I respect did, Brundo. I'm just having some fun.
You clearly didn't read the notes today.
Wait, there were notes?
Exactly. How would you have? How would you have ranked last year's guests from 1 to 32?
Well, who was your favorite guest last year?
who was my, I'd have to look at a list to see who.
See, well, so what I would do is I would take each one of our favorite guests, and if we all fucking matched, I'd say, go back and do it again, assholes. And we'd all pick our favorite guests, and I would just make them the number one seeds, and everybody else, the chips fall where they may.
Oh, we don't have enough, but if you only have two, you don't have enough for four number one seeds.
You do if you work hard enough.
I would say Bo James. He'd be my number one.
Okay.
And yours would probably be the Mighty Maccabee.
Oh, that's right. He was last year, too?
He was last year.
Fuck yeah.
Rundo would have a wide variety of deathmatch guys to choose from.
Oh, no. Was Mickey Knuckles last year?
No, she was the year before.
Ah,
mine would be a coin flip, either Macho Man Tobian or the Yeti.
Oh, good call. Good. Hey, did you watch the Yeti's movie, by the way?
No, I have not.
Oh, my God. It's a fucking amazing piece of cinema. Fucking Haku's in it. Fucking Glacier's in it. Oh, zombies are in it. Yeah, it's good. It's good time.
Well, the keeper of the zombies will be with us next week. Barnabas.
Fuck yeah. My wife was born at Barnabas.
Yeah. Three teams out and about this weekend. They're going to be in Winnipeg.
In the bird.
There's a woman's show. So SJ will be out there tearing.
Of course, because it's fucking Women's Day, bro.
Women's weekend.
Whatever. It's always ladies' night.
Da, 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 da. And yeah, we'll be back next week. Revolution reactions. Me and Brundo will be the only two that watch it, probably.
probably.
No, I'll watch something. I'll find out what the funniest moments were, and I'll go back and watch the matches. What? That's my contribution.
Unbelievable.
You can't, Matt, you can't argue with him. That's the way we watch WWE.
I mean, but the thing is, like, we actively watch the pay-per-views if we can.
Because they're better.
They're not.
They're better.
They're shorter, but they're not better.
They're
not better.
Stop.
They're not.
Stop.
It's Raw with a fucking pay-per-view mask on.
No, it's not. You got four main event quality matches. Come on.
That was Monday Night Raw quality. Right? It was just two fucking cage matches and two singles matches on fucking pay-per-view, and they just called it Elimination Chamber.
But no Punk battle axes in those cage matches.
Punk and Finn was a pay-per-view quality match.
So that was AJ and fucking match. What's her name?
Yeah,
AJ and fucking Oi.
Becky, the man. Yeah. The man.
Thank you, the man.
Just saying, there's no difference between the pay-per-views and Monday Night Raws, or the.
I mean, there's no difference between anybody's pay-per-views and Monday Night, or even AEW. You get a lot of those main events matches on Dynamite.
Yep, running the way wrong.
I enjoy the AEW pay-per-views.
I do as well.
WWE ones. But they could knock off a match or two, AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was going to invite people over Sunday to watch the pay-per-view, but that's not fair. Because you know it's going to go to, like, fucking midnight on a Sunday night. Like, I just feel bad, like, making people come over and then drive home late at night. And it won't end at midnight. It'll go past midnight because it's in California and the sickos.
It wouldn't be the first time I did it.
I know, but I still feel bad. Like, and you wake up at like fucking 5 o'clock in the morning for work. Is it worth a four or 5 hour sleep to watch an AEW pay-per-view?
Reminds me of the time I had people over for WrestleMania that one year. I think you were here, Double T. WrestleMania didn't end till like almost 11:30, and somebody from the fucking party was three sheets to the wind. So he didn't fucking leave my house till like 2:30 in the morning.
Was that I'm guessing that was either Roman and Undertaker or
no? Becky. It was way. I think it was way before that. I think Pete's kids were real little at that point. That was a long time ago.
Yeah,
because I remember.
All right,
what was it Becky, Ronda, and Charlotte? That one didn't end until at least.
No, it was before that. It might have been the second. The first Cena? No, it was the Miz and Cena. It was that WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, actually, I think we recorded before WrestleMania. We called Jaka.
We may have, yeah.
I like that. All right, we'll be back next week. Run the oh, I got to take this thing down.
Yeah, just take it down. I got to fucking over here because now stupid StreamYard starts shit immediately, which is dumb. What'd you do?
I don't know.
The fuck are you doing? Take the thing down.
How?
You got to go to media assets. Holy shit.
I don't know how to do that. Oh.
And you want to do a three-man crew from now on?
Well, I do, if we're going to do, you know, the guy that does this should be. Let's just do that.
Palaka Watch, really? Dude, do you need fucking help? My God.
I got it. I got it.
What is this?
Merry Christmas.
No, stop. Oh, sorry, I got to fucking do this shit.
I got it.
Really? I'm going to put on that fucking Mr. California match instead. And with that, we cue the music.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
We'd like to thank our Patreon executive producer, Manny Kratzo, producers, Kate Hensler, High Five Tom, Ryan Schlong, Al Day, Kathy Hummer, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, Michael Hammond, I think I said you already, but I'll say again, Keith Parker, David Henry Bauer III, and I, Dunk Biscuits. Thank you all for your continued support.
Good. Hi, Diana.
That ass was different than the ass that we saw previously.
You know, he wasn't wrong.
Spanked with a dick. Spanked with a dick.
Of course he was.
Oh, who's that?
Santa's wearing his fucking handsome Kevin underwear.
I might have AIDS.
Really? I hope you get better.
Oh, Stallions, even better.
The fuck was that?
You have AIDS.
That might be a little sticky on Menards.
You have AIDS.
Dude, these sound fucking things suck. Why does fucking StreamYard do this?
It's going to look like you had your period.
It's about the only fucking thing that works on this goddamn board.
It's the only one that needs to.
You know, I like this
one. Fucking idiot. I don't have AIDS. Writing that down.
Of course you are.
His father's Matt Johnson. Like a stallion cock in your face before.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Oh man, I love the turkeys.
Oh, do you have the thing?
What thing?
The turkey call.
Oh, God damn it. It's downstairs.
Why would you not bring that to the show?
It's just a magnificent pile of shit.
I don't
know. Yeah, exactly.
How do you like that, Stinky Tea?
Stinky Tea.
Got to remind me. I had a busy day, man. Come on.
Jesus!
Yeah, these sound bites, they don't fucking work on this. I don't like this.
Your little butthole.
My little butthole. My little butthole? Really?
Not shitting next to somebody in the bathroom.
Okay. Why not?
Good man.
Yeah, sounds like a party.
Sucking down some stallions.
I like that his mouth sounds full when he says that.
Curse! Curse!
Is he saying turds? Is that what he was saying?
He's saying curse.
Oh.
I want your mother's phone number too. I gotta call her. Talk to her.
Yeah, I gotta talk to her too, Ma.
No, they're bad. The old people are bad. You gotta watch for them.
Oh, the pedophiles?
Huh?
Yeah, the pedophiles, Ma. Tell us about the pedophiles.
The whole apartment is full of blood.
Period, Ma? At your age?
In the morning, banging on my door.
Which door?
No, mine's always locked, chain and all.
I know. Dad used to complain.
Yeah, We might have pedophiles here, these old farts. They don't know.
The old farts.
Four pregnancies already. I had my tubes tied. 28.
Jesus Christ. Why is that a soundbite? Why would you do that?
Jake?
Of everything you could have possibly put.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had my tubes tied.
Oh, my God. She's not.
Nice man, you know. Take me out to dinner. Wine me. Dine me.
Fuck. Jesus. And you wonder why she don't want to come back on the show.
Oh, no.
Look at this.
You know, nobody thought he was like cuckoo.
Who, the pedophile?
What? Don't be talking about that.
Burn it up, Ma. What do you want me to do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
You got old or something.
We all get old, Ma.
Where did Kevin go? I don't see him.
Yeah, I was just looking for him, Ma. He's not here.
So get off.
Oh, boy.
That one lady that was on one time, she was boring. Oh.
I know, like a rando Ma, right, Mom?
Nice, real nice.
I'm sorry, Ma. I'll try to be better.
Stop making fun of me, okay?
I'm not making fun of you. Who the fuck is at my door at 9:15? What the fuck is this?
And what, their blubber and their whatever they got here?
They're fucking blubber, huh?
Did anyone end up stream?
No, fuck it. Mom's got to get it out sometimes.
Did you hear that?
Kind of wish I didn't.